Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. Well, with a new year, we're welcoming a few new independent bookstores to our Book Picks family. And this morning, we are thrilled to welcome the Bennington Bookshop to the fold. They are, of course, located in Bennington, Vermont. So after spending lots of time reading dozens of books and studying up, owner Phil Lewis joins us this Tuesday morning with a terrific list of books to share. What a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. And thanks for having me on the show.
Well, thank you very much. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to own a bookshop.
Well, my wife and I were living in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And we spent...
I could tell from the accent.
Yes. It's very southern, isn't it? Very southern. Yeah. My wife's actually from Boston and I'm from Australia. So we were living in North Carolina. We tried to open a bookstore there for 2 years, looking at different locations. And it just wasn't working out. And so we started looking online to see what bookshops were for sale. And the Bennington Bookshop was. So we came up, had a look, liked what we saw, and here we are.
And you've been proprietors for how long?
We bought it in March last year, so not quite a year.
And I have great familiarity with this bookstore. I met my wife who used to live in Bennington, so I know the store very well. It's a beautiful shop. It's a great browsing store. And it's been around in the community for a very long time.
It's actually Vermont's oldest independent bookstore. It was first opened in 1928.
You're right on the main drag. And
that's right.
You have a great location.
Yeah.
So I assume, so far, been pretty fun.
It's been... a lot of fun, a lot of hard work, a very, very steep learning curve. It's a new business for both of us. Linda, my wife, had worked in 4 bookshops, but never in a managerial position. And so, very steep learning curve.
But, well, we're thrilled you're part of our group and a wonderful independent in the region. And that's wonderful. It's a great family to be in. So let's get to the books that you've picked and talk about those. Where would you like to begin?
Okay, well, I'll start with The Storied Life of A.J. Fikre. This book came out a couple of years ago. It's a favorite at the Bennington Bookshop. It's the sort of book where... somebody buys a copy and then comes back to buy another copy to send to a friend.
And that's great.
That person comes back. And so it was in our top 20 bestsellers last year. It's a delightful story. I read it in one sitting and just didn't want it to end. It's just so warm, thoughtful, and fun. So A.G. Fikre, the person whose the book is named after, owns a bookstore on an island off the coast of... New England, but things aren't going so well for his bookstore. Sales are down at a record low. One of his most valuable books has gone missing. His wife, who was the love of his life, has just died. So all in all, things are just not going very good for him. But he returns to the shop one day, and there's an unusual package left in the shop, and it just starts a new chapter in A.G.'s life. He learns to live again, to love, and to celebrate life and the people in it. It's just, a delightful book.
The Storied Life of A.J. Fikre by Gabrielle Zevin. Next up.
Next up, The Secret River, Kate Grenville. Kate Grenville's a big Australian writer. I'm not sure how well she's known here. The Secret River was the first book in a trilogy about... first settlement. William Thornhill was transported from England to Australia for the term of his natural life. After a few years as a convict, he's able to buy his freedom and he moves with his family to settle on a river some way north of Sydney. There are already other settlers there, but also they interact with the original inhabitants of the area who have lived there for millennia, and this sort of discomfort, conflicted feelings about how the white settlers relate with the original inhabitants of the land. There's a lot of tension. And it's just a very powerful novel with a heart-rending story.
It's The Secret River, and the author is Kate Grenville.
Yeah.
Next up is actually one of my favorite novels. We had this man on our book show, and he's I love this book.
Me too, Above the Waterfall by Ron Rash. I've read all of Ron Rash's books. I think Serena is probably his most well-known book. This is by far my favorite. It's a lyrical novel that explores sort of small-town life, how people's pasts come back to haunt them in a way, and decide or direct the way they manage their lives now. It reminded me very much of Prodigal Summer by Barbara Kingsolver in its depiction of Southern Appalachia. And a beautiful read.
And deceptively violent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's Above the Waterfall by Ron Rash. Next.
Next one is The Hummingbird by Stephen Kiernan. Stephen Kiernan lives in Vermont these days. He came to Bennington last October to give a talk, and his talk was just very moving, and I've only just now got around to reading the book. So the story deals with Deborah Birch, who's a trained hospice nurse, whose husband served in Iraq and has come back and is suffering PTSD quite severely. He has feelings of guilt about his role over there and things like that. And Deborah is dealing with a sort of cranky patient named Barclay, whose stories about his experience in war help her work with her husband. It's a book about coming to terms with life and death and guilt and all sorts of things. It's a delightful read, and I really look forward to reading other books by Stephen Kiernan.
Stephen Kiernan, The Hummingbird. Next up.
Okay, the next up, Mathematics, an Illustrated History of Numbers. This is where my inner math nerd makes an appearance. I love math, but I love this book. It's an absolute treasure trove. You can approach it in several ways. You can just open it at random and read about four-color theorem, for example. Who knew such a theorem existed? Well, I didn't, but it's there detailed in this book. But the description of the theorem starts with Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer in a balloon flying up from over the States from St. Louis and talking about the colors on a map. It's just delightful.
And it's called Mathematics, an Illustrated History of Numbers. And it's a big coffee table book, and it is certainly illustrated and quite beautiful.
It's a delightful read. And for those people who aren't sort of very comfortable with math, then it just the descriptions and explanations are just very clear and concise and
can make you
very accessible.
A little more comfortable. Yeah. Another big book, which is beautiful and even has a great cause behind it as well.
Soup for Syria, Recipes to Celebrate Our Shared Humanity. And this is a very timely book. The proceeds from the sale of this book, the publisher's donating the profits to the UNCHR for Syrian refugees. That funds will go to feeding Syrian refugees. So that's the title, Soup for Syria. It starts with recipes for various stocks and then has an alphabet of soup recipes from avocado right through to zucchini. I think my favorite recipe in there is the potato and onion soup. Mm. But it's just a lovely idea. There's a soup there for everyone, as I say, from spicy to very, very subtle.
Soups for Syria, or is it soup? Yeah, Soup for Syria, singular. Collected and photographed by Barbara Abdeni Massad. Next up, another one of my favorites.
Okay, Saturn Run.
Yes.
Yes. Growing up, I read science fiction exclusively. Just loved it. But sometime in the mid-70s, I think, the genre sort of seemed to change a bit from fascinating science to fantastical mythology almost. The science fiction sort of moved towards a fantasy sort of thing. And this is traditional science fiction. It has good science in. It has an exciting story, as you expect from John Stanford. There's political intrigue, adventure. It's just a very, very good read, and it involves a sort of space race between China and the US to get to the rings of Saturn first, where an alien presence has been detected. Just a very good read. If you enjoyed The Martian, I feel fairly sure you'll enjoy this book too.
And John Sanford is a wonderful mystery and suspense writer, and this is a great addition to his collection as well. It is entitled Saturn Run. All right.
Okay, and then the next one I've got here is Jillie McMillan's debut novel, What She Knew, and it's a psychological thriller set in Bristol in the west of England. one Sunday afternoon. The protagonist is out walking with her son. Rachel is walking with her son, Ben, who runs ahead a little and disappears. And from there, a botched sort of media conference turns the community against Rachel instead of out in support for her. And the police seem to be chasing ever more unlikely suspects. And in the end, it's Rachel who has to pull all the threads together and find her son. It's a gripping psychological thriller. Very, very enjoyable. And I look forward to more books from Jilly McMillan.
Jilly McMillan's What She Knew. And then we have one more.
The last book I don't have in front of me because it's not out until next week.
All right. But so we'll add it to our list.
Real Tigers by Mick Herron. And it's the third book in Mick Herron's Irreverent Slow Horses series of spy novels. Herron's won multiple awards for the previous novels in the series, Slow Horses and Dead Lions. And Slough House is where the term slow horses come from, is a British spy department where incompetent operatives are sort of put out to grass, retired out of harm's way. They spend their days filling forms and filing. It's a life of dreadful and unending drudgery. But then one day one of the slow horses is kidnapped and everything changes. I caught myself laughing out loud several times, something I rarely do while reading books. So it's really, really good. It's cheeky, funny, rude at times, and it pokes fun at the British establishment, the spy services, and spy novels themselves. So I really look forward to reading the other novels in the series.
Real Tigers by Mick Herron, coming next week. Well, for more information on the Bennington Bookshop in Bennington, Vermont, you can go to their website, benningtonbookshop.com. The list is available on our website, Phil's complete list, wamc.org/roundtable. And I assume it'll be on your list, your website as well?
It will be.
Excellent.
Yes.
Benningtonbookshop.com, wamc.org/roundtable. Phil, thank you so much. It's a delight to meet you. I'm so glad to have you as a part of our program, and I look forward to your next visit.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
And have fun over in Southern Vermont.
It's a little warmer there than it was here this morning.
Well, those times are rare, so enjoy it.
Yeah, I am.
Phil Lewis, thank you again. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.